Newspapers everywhere publish political cartoons, and elections are usually a gift for cartoonists, certainly those here in the U.S., but not in Egypt. Egyptians will elect a new president later this month, yet you won't see any cartoons in the papers there lampooning the main candidate, former Army General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Editors just won't publish any cartoons depicting him. But Egyptian cartoonists and satirists are finding other ways to comment on politics. Two young Egyptian cartoonists are especially known for pushing the envelope. Their names are Anwar and Andil, and our Egyptian satire expert Jonathan Geyer has followed them for the past few turbulent years in Egyptian politics.
These artists, some of the first artists to actually take on the Mubarak regime and learned all of these tricks and workarounds. So by the time the revolution happens in 2011, and they see their cartoons as graffiti in Tahrir Square, they are revved up, and they're drawing a frenetic body of work that basically challenges all authorities, all political elites. They're not just drawing against the military or the government, but they're drawing against the Brotherhood. They're drawing against the old guard in every small institution. So what we have are these, you know, young millennials who are really taking their pens and fighting against a much bigger beast, these institutional challenges in Egypt that have been around for decades.
They seem pretty impatient, Anwar and Andil. I mean, you can understand that. They've had this taste of free expression during Tahrir Square. How long do you think they'll put up with this?
I'm sort of perhaps crazily optimistic. They're certainly outliers, these two cartoonists. You know, there's dozens of cartoonists that are reinforcing a regime narrative. However, when you have these two cartoonists who are willing to really express their principles and their values at this incredibly tense moment in Egypt, you know, these are the guys that hopefully will be writing TV shows. They'll be anchors. They'll be on radio. They'll incubate a whole new generation, just as they were incubated in the last years of the Mubarak regime and learned how to take on authority. I imagine that the young folks growing up today are looking at these cartoons and saying, hey, we can do that.
I'm just wondering if you could compare like an Andil cartoon with a cartoon from one of the more established cartoonists from the old days.
Well, first of all, Andil's style is it's very bright and he uses some computer work. So his lines have a really thick, unique feel to them. But I think the punchlines are just so naughty. He's willing to use bad words. He's willing to splatter blood all over an Egyptian family. This is one of the most powerful. Right after Morsi's ouster, when protesters were dying, he drew a nuclear Egyptian family covered in blood, and it said the souvenir portrait of the great Egyptian family. And in that moment, the official newspapers, the old 80-year-old cartoonists, were drawing the military as the absolute savior. So Andil's really willing to question actors at every single level of the Egyptian political sphere, and not afraid to splatter blood on them.
Yeah, so it's a harsh critique, and aesthetically, he doesn't pull any punches.
Right. I mean, one of my favorites was, it's just two people at a party, and this guy's picking up a girl and says, hey, so are you a fascist too? And that might sound really silly, but in this moment where everyone was supporting the regime, Andil was willing to question, what is it to support a military that's, you know, breaking up protests with brute force?
Jonathan Geyer, senior editor of the Cairo Review of Global Affairs. He also blogs about Egyptian satire at Cartoon. Jonathan, thank you as always.
Thanks, Marco. A pleasure.